Hi, I'm Rashid Ogunnuru, coach, speaker and author, founder of SoulTrader.biz and author of Soul Trader, Putting the Heart Back into Your Business. Welcome to this, the latest Soul Trader podcast. First of all, a very happy birthday, Soul Trader, which turned 4 years old today. But that's probably meaningless in the context of whenever you're listening to this, because Soul Trader might be 10 years old, however many years old by the time you listen to this. But just a quick thank you to everyone who's bought the book, read the book, and if you happen to be listening to this around now when we celebrate our fourth birthday. But today's topic is all about things, all things material, emotional, and spiritual. The inspiration for this particular podcast is actually our most recent webinar, which was on exactly the same topic. And when I stopped and I thought about what could be our latest podcast, I actually thought that this topic might be really, really interesting to have a podcast on, because you can listen to it sonically. And I'm mindful that those of you who listen to these when you're at the gym, when you're walking, when you're hiking, when you're around the house, when you're in the office and you're doing your admin or you're washing or whatever it is, that you do when you're listening to this, I thought it might be really, really interesting for you to be able to enjoy this podcast in that kind of context. You can really just zoom in and enjoy this. Let's kick off straight away. So there's going to be three parts, as it sounds: material, emotional, spiritual. First thing is material. The thing is here that very often what happens is that you get the very spiritually minded soul traders, healers, therapists, often artists, creatives, very often, not always, and those people are ethical business owners. And what can happen for many of these people is that what happens is that there's a kind of a conflict between who they are, what they do, and embracing the material sides of the fact that we find ourselves in this material form, in these bodies. And so my first tip is to embrace the fact that you find yourself here in form, in this physical form. And that, you know, as they say, that you know, some people say that we're spiritual beings having a material experience. If that is the case, you cannot negate the material aspect of this experience, because otherwise you'll find yourself trapped, struggling, and in a real conflict. Whereas actually there's a lot of opportunity for you to channel and use the vessel that it is that you are, that the body is, in order to do the things that you're doing, what your skills and your talents are. You know, we find ourselves as these beings with these, you know, the spirited beings with these physical bodies in this material world, and it is part of the experience. Let's not negate that, but let's be mindful about it. So when we get onto the spiritual aspect in a while, we can look at how it is that one can realize that one is not just purely this material thing, and there's huge possibilities and there's this energetic aspect to it too. But right now, we need to be mindful about the material aspect of life. So my challenge to you is, or my invitation rather to you is, okay, practically speaking, where are you at? What are your circumstances? What are your home circumstances? What are your financial circumstances? How much money is it that you need to live on, to pay your bills, to pay your mortgage and what have you? I've seen so many people, and I've been there in the past, you know, who will kind of negate and think, oh, no, money's not important. But then all of a sudden they fret when the rent needs to be paid. And that's really ridiculous. And I remember in my own case, I had actually, in my first career, I was doing fine and, you know, I was employed. I didn't really think that much apart from, you know, on payday, the longest distance from payday, about paying the bills. But all of a sudden when I started to work part-time and I decided to follow my own heart with music decided to dip my toe into coaching, I kind of was thinking, okay, you know what, those things aren't really important. And the material things, financial things aren't really important. And that's actually because previously, if I think about it, I didn't actually have to worry about those things. I was employed. And funny enough, I started to negate that once I was wanting to embrace the other aspects of life. But you know, as you can see, you can end up getting yourself very, very tied up in knots by that. So first of all, how much money is it that you need to make, and how much money is it that you seek to make? I mean, you need to be very mindful about that. And also how much work and effort is that you're prepared to put into that. So it's not just about, you know, being dreaming, as any athlete will tell you, that there's work, the sweat that needs to be put into making things actually happen materially, practically. You know, that is part of the material realm as well. So what is that you need? And really being grateful for all of the things that is what you already have. I mean, what also can happen with this material side of things, of course, the opposite can happen, where one just descends into this space of greed, which is also absurd. More. And it's just all about obsessing about the body, about the physical things, bigger house, bigger car, and all of that, you know. And that can be all-consuming in every sense. So really, when we're talking about material, it can be wise to then become mindful. As we wrap this up, we'll bring some of these themes together. But that's the material. Being grateful for who you are, being aware and accepting the fact that we find ourselves in this physical form, and therefore being mindful, okay, what are the things that practically is I need, and what's the effort and attention that I'm going to need to do in order to make some of those things happen as best I can. That leads us nicely into the emotional aspect. Now, life can end up being an emotional roller coaster if you're not careful, and lots of people often through being caught up through the material lens only end up in a place where they're very emotionally all at sea, because what happens very often is that they find themselves in this place of wanting, yearning, projecting, expecting, and being disappointed. And let's not forget, there is a direct relationship between your expectations and disappointments. You know, if you don't have expectations, you're not going to be disappointed. I'm not saying to be passive and to have no hopes and no dreams, but it's important that you're mindful that the mind can become a minefield unless you're aware of all of the emotional stuff that can come into play. So what you've got here is you're going to have different thoughts, you're going to have your conditioning, you're going to have your life experiences. And over a period of time, what happens, of course, is that your mind builds up based on all the experiences you have and the narrative that is based on it and the conditioning that you are told based on this means this, this is who you are, this is what you should be, this is how life turns out, this is what is expected of you, this is what this is good, bad, right, wrong, and all the rest of it. And all of that creates a bit of an emotional straitjacket, or it's a bit like I'm also thinking about what's those things that people, when they do that bungee jump, you know, people are bouncing all over the place because of all of this stuff of this is how I should be, I'm not here yet in my career, my business isn't turning over that amount of money, this person's more successful than me, this person looks better than me, this person's got this, I don't have that, this happened in my childhood, this should be happening now in my adulthood, and all of this nonsense. When I'm often running talks which have got more of a spiritual dimension, I often highlight, of course, as a baby, you didn't have all of those thoughts. You know, the sensations going on, but the thoughts hadn't built up. And the ideas around those and the concepts around those thoughts. For me, the best way for us to be mindful about the emotional realm, I refer to it a bit like, you know, in the same way that there's the weather externally, there is weather within the body. You know, there's weather, there's different seasons, there's different rain, there's the rain, there's the wind, there's the sun, and there's, sometimes it's cloudy and overcast, sometimes it's bright and so on. This is the nature of life. And internally, there's also the different emotions. The emotions that you will label happy, emotions you'll label sad, the emotions that you label angry or melancholy, and all of these different emotions, which just all have their different place, don't they? Sometimes anger is something that, at its best, is there to get you fired up and to perhaps to take action to move forward, not hopefully in a destructive way, but actually ultimately in a constructive way. Sadness and reflection is very good for us to be mindful and to be appreciative of life. That's the value of those particular emotions. The happiness, the elation is there to give us a sense of feeling up, buoyant possibility. You know, that's what these different emotions do. You know, they play out in different ways. What can happen sometimes is people are trying to suppress certain emotions and to feel as though, I should try and avoid sadness and not feel sad. I should always be happy. Happy is meaningless without that sadness. What can happen for the person who becomes more mindful about emotions, actually, is, and I may well do a separate talk about this just to zoom in on this because it's a huge topic, but what happens when somebody becomes more mindful is that you become aware of the different weather just as the person who's smart and wise realizes all the different seasons will come, and the sun, the wind, the rain, the snow, the sleet, and all of that will come. And it will be more likely that you'll get some weathers if you're based in some parts of the world than the rest of other parts of the world. So the wise, the mindful person knows that it's exactly the same with in terms of the emotions. But the person who's astute, therefore, is mindful. They're aware. They're prepared. They'll have an umbrella for when it's raining. They will, they'll be appreciative of the different seasons, and that they're not thrown by when it suddenly starts raining. When I'm coaching people one-to-one, I often, when the first thing I'll do, and I've probably spoken about in these talks before, when the first things that I will do is if people are moaning about the weather, I'll stop them and I'll say, hang on a minute, because they'll be moaning about the weather being good or bad and so on. That straight away means that I'm negating such a large portion of my life because I'm saying it's raining when it should be sunny. That's nonsense. The sole trader is really mindful of this, and they work from a place of appreciation, of gratitude. So that's the emotional realm. Now, spiritual. What is the spirit? Who can say what it is for sure? Who can say, but sometimes we have a sense that there's something more than just this physical body and something more than just these emotions that are running through it. Something more than just this vessel, the physical body and the material realm, consuming as it can be, distracting, exciting, fulfilling and filling and, perplexing, all those things as it can be. And the emotional, again, consuming as it can be, but there's the sense of something more. All these things, I remember it really clearly in my own case when I trained as a coach, and there were these themes about trust, acceptance, flow, these things that point to something that are a bit more intangible. Everyone's going to be different. You might look for it from a different lens, and you may well be conditioned about it for a different lens. For some people, this is the realm of spirituality, religion. For some people, it's scientific. Some people, this is actually about the, they call it nature. This is the realm of the possibility of the purpose of the intangible, the inspiring. That which you can't always necessarily see, that you can't always measure, but so often it gives birth to art, to creativity. So often it gives birth to that spark where suddenly something happens and you just have this idea. Many businesses come from this particular space. Like, somebody just has this idea. The serendipity of certain events where two people meet and that they connect and all of a sudden, the worlds intertwine, they collide. All of this stuff. And what can happen, of course, if one is just seeing life through the lens of the material, it can become a hard slog. It can become really just very tough because you're just wading through stuff all the time. And likewise, if one is just in the emotional realm, well, the emotional goes hand in hand with the material because otherwise it wouldn't really have any place to play out. But, so very often, in the same way I was saying that what can happen to some of the spiritual people is that they kind of negate the material and they often have problems with money or the material aspects of their life or, their physical well-being sometimes in certain extreme cases. Likewise, the person who is overly materially balanced isn't necessarily nourishing themselves. There may not be that sense of gratitude. It might be constantly trying to win this prize, do this, achieve this, and so on. Meanwhile, their life, their relationships, the quality of life, the contentment is absent. Crazy. So the invitation is to be mindful of all these dimensions, the material, the emotional, the spiritual. And sometimes it's just the awareness, the acceptance, the embracing, the falling into that is transformational. That's the invitation of the soul trader. That is the invitation to sit with that, to be with that, to be grateful for that, and the invitation to let these things combine and intertwine. I think that's a really lovely moment to round that up. If you are interested in more on this, of course, it's touched on in the Soul Trader book, but you might want to look up that latest webinar on the same topic, material, emotional, spiritual, which you'll find on our YouTube channel. And you should also find it, for a while at least, on the website, on the seminars or webinars page. Thank you so much, as always, for tuning in and wishing you every happiness, every fulfillment, every joy. Take good care and tune in again to a future Soul Trader podcast. Take care. Bye-bye.